Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Today, for the second week, we want to talk about the Holy Spirit. Things that the Holy Spirit is doing for you. It's a part one. Mm-hmm. And the Bible text is from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, where it says, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit." Be filled with the Spirit. Praise God. Many do not know who or what is the Holy Spirit. They know God the Father. They know the Son of God, Jesus Christ. But they have no clue who is the Holy Spirit. They don't know why they should be filled with the Spirit. Christianity is based on two things. First is Jesus Christ, his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. And the second is the Holy Spirit, who is working amongst us in our days. We need to know the Holy Spirit and to apply his power that he has given to us. Through the Holy Spirit, miracles take place. And the greatest miracle is the presence of God. The Holy Spirit will bring you God's presence. This is the first thing that the Holy Spirit does in your life. He brings you into God's presence, and when he does, you will no longer be in the dark. The Holy Spirit has a beautiful identity. He is called the angel of God's presence. He is one who brings the presence of God and makes it real to us. In Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9, we read, "In all their distress, he too was distressed, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. Yet they rebelled and grieved the Holy Spirit." You see, in verse 9, he's called the angel of his presence. And verse 10, he's called the Holy Spirit. Praise God. This is mentioned, in the Old Testament, he represents the Father, and the Bible calls him the angel of his presence. The word angel is translated from the word that also means messenger. In other words, he's a messenger or the conveyor of God's presence. He is the one who comes, who carries the presence of God from place to place all over the world and brings that presence to you. That's the reason we can know Jesus is real. That's the reason we can believe the word of God, the Bible. You may not have heard of this, but this is the truth. When we pray, it's the Holy Spirit who makes his divine presence real to us. In our spirits, when we seem to feel close to a living God, that is because of the Holy Spirit with us. We are spiritually overwhelmed by divine glory. God is omnipresent. That means he can be everywhere at the same time. But his manifested presence is not everywhere. The Holy Spirit is one who manifests God's presence. He brings to us an awareness of the power of God. And God makes God's presence real to us. And that reality of His presence stirs up our faith in us, which is necessary to spark off the miraculous. God's presence in the life of a believer is very important. David understood the importance of that presence in his life. This is why he cried out to God not to take His Spirit from me after he had sinned with Bathsheba. He said in Psalm 51, verse 11, "Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me." From the scripture we see that there is a connection between the presence of God and the Holy Spirit. However, no Christian needs to pray this prayer today, even when we have sin happened in our life, because the Holy Spirit has come to dwell in every believer, and the Lord Jesus said that He shall remain with us forever. Moses also recognized the importance of the divine presence. He never wanted to move unless he had an assurance that God is there. And it says, "And he," Moses, "said to him," to God, "if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up from here." So he only wanted to move when the Holy Spirit is with him. And that is what our lives ought to be like. We must have the assurance of God's presence with us in everything we do, wherever we go, because in Him we live and move and have our being. The Holy Spirit is the angel of God's presence. And God's presence brings you joy to the heart of a believer. The Bible says in Psalm 16:11, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Joy is a fruit of the human spirit, and it is independable of circumstances. So whatever happens around you, whatever situation you are in, that joy will remain. You may have heard some news or experience some events that should make you melancholic, but when you allow yourself to be filled with the Holy Spirit, He brings you God's presence, and where you will experience the fullness of joy and pleasures evermore. The Bible says in Romans 14, "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." So the Holy Spirit brings us the joy of God's presence. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, we read, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." This is one of the most profound things the Holy Spirit does for us. When He comes upon your life, God ceases to be a mystery. He is one who lets you know who God is. He teaches you the Word of God, and He guides you. You will never walk in the wilderness of life anymore, because there will be light at all the times. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, "He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. The Holy Spirit reveals the Word of God to us so that we can understand it. The Holy Spirit unveils the Word of God in us. He reveals the things of God to us. In 1 Corinthians 2:14, it says, "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." The things of God can only spiritually be understood. That is why you need the Holy Spirit in your life. He will teach you, and he will unveil the things of God in your spirit. John chapter 14, verse 26, it says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring things to your remembrance, whatever I have said unto you." So the Holy Spirit brings back what Jesus said, what we have heard even in Sunday school. Also, we read the same in John chapter 16, verse 13. "However, when the Holy Spirit, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." The Comforter is a spirit of truth, which means the spirit of reality. God's truth is reality, and it is the Holy Spirit that guides you into that reality. In other words, all the things you can see or relate to in this world are only a shadow. If you want to know reality, it has to be through the Holy Spirit. He has to reveal the real things of life to us. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, he will show you things to come, and you will no longer be in the dark. You will no longer walk in confusion, but live each day in the light. You will face the future with faith and confidence. He is a spirit of reality. Hallelujah. Amen. Now you can know the things that are given to you of God, those things that God has made available through his gospel. You can know them because his spirit will enlighten you. And then you can take advantage of them. He will teach you God's word and bring understanding. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to 13. "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of the man in which he the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Which things also we speak, not in the world, words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. What it says is only the Spirit of God knows the things about God, and that Spirit is in us. So we know the things of God. It's beautiful. God has given us the Holy Spirit. God has given us the Holy Spirit so that we do not remain in ignorance. We can know the mind of God. We can understand the things of the Spirit of God because we have the Holy Spirit to unveil God's truth to us. God is not trying to hide anything from us. Those things which eyes have not seen, or ears have not heard, and the minds of man could not comprehend, those things which God has prepared for those who love Him are being revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. God is no longer a mystery to us. He can be a mystery to those who don't have the Holy Spirit in them. But to the Christian who has the Spirit of God living in us, nothing is hidden anymore. God Himself said, "Neither will I hide my face anymore from them, for I have poured out my Spirit upon the house of Israel." In Ezekiel. God was actually saying, "I cannot hide from men anymore because my Spirit is in them." There is an anointing the Spirit of God brings into your life. And that anointing gives you insight into the things of God. It opens the mind of God to you and unveils the riches of His glory to you. God said, "I will no longer hide my face from them," because of the outpouring of His Spirit. Praise God. That outpouring is still on today. I feel sorry for the person who doesn't have the Holy Spirit, for we are living in a day when we cannot live without the Holy Ghost. But thanks be unto God, because there's an opportunity for everyone today to receive the fullness of the Spirit of God. Acts chapter 2, verse 17 and 18 says, "In the last days God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. And they will prophesy." Praise the Lord. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, you will see visions and dreams. You will have revelations, and you will no longer be in the dark. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. Before things happen in your life, you will know. You will have a direction in life. You will know where you are going. Through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you will receive ideas, direction, guidance on what you should do or where you should go. Divine wisdom will come to you because of the anointing. Your mind will be anointed to think and receive revelations, and you will never run short of ideas as to what to do. The anointing puts you over, because now you belong to the kingdom of wisdom and knowledge. He causes you to see. One very important aspect of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is that he causes us to see. John 16:8 says, and when he come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. The word reprove is the same as correct, and it embraces a number of biblical expressions in its meaning. Originally, it comes from two Latin words meaning cause to see in the New Testament. The words reprove, conviction, or illumination are used to communicate the ministry of the Holy Spirit, whereby he causes us, the individuals, to see. So he causes us to see, to understand truth. A man without the Holy Spirit is a blind man. When I say of a man, I also include women. A woman without the Holy Spirit is a blind woman. He may not know it, but that's the blindness, what blindness is all about. A blind man is not just someone who cannot see. He can see all right, but whatever he sees is darkness. So it's the same thing in the realm of the Spirit. A blind man in the realm of the Spirit is one who doesn't know the things of the Spirit. He can't see the things of the Spirit of God. So when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, you will no longer be blind, because he will cause you to see what others cannot see. Every Christian needs to depend on this ministry of the Holy Spirit to help him to understand and respond accordingly. He will show you things to come and guide you into all the truth. Isaiah chapter 30, verses 20 to 21 says, and though the Spirit gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore. But your eyes shall see your teachers. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left, the word, this is the work of the Spirit who gives you understanding. He is your guide. When you're going the wrong way, you will hear his voice saying, stop, you're going the wrong way. And then he takes you by the hand on the right way. You don't have to wonder and be confused at the crossroads anymore. If you have the Holy Spirit's indwelling in you, he will lead you in the right way that you should go. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, it says, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. Get this. The anointing which you have received from him abides in you. And you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. What does it mean, you need not that any man teach you? Ephesians 4:11, it says, 11 and 12, say, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So a prophet, a pastor, a teacher is to edify the church. so that the members who listen to the message can be equipped. So, he didn't just say, you don't need anybody to teach you. So why is he anointing teachers? Is God contradicting himself? Well, this lets you know. He's not telling you nobody can teach you. What he's saying is that only the unction that can teach you, only the unction can teach you. Only the teacher anointed by the Spirit of God can teach you under the unction. That means, therefore, it's not the unction that's teaching you when a teacher of the word teaches you. God will not contradict himself. There are several ways that the unction teaches you. The same unction teaches you as all things. You will not be ignorant anymore because he will teach you. You may not have been to college, but he will teach you. You will no longer be ignorant when the Holy Spirit lives in you. He becomes your teacher. Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth comes, he shall teach you all things. He didn't say some things, but all things. Glory to God. Anything in this life, anything about life, anything about God, anything at all, the Holy Spirit can teach you if you will ask him and let him do it. He will open up the word of God to you. He will unveil the realities of God to you. He will be your teacher. He will not let you know. He will let you know what to do. When the Holy Spirit takes over your life, you will be different. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit is leading you into the presence of God. That is a miracle. There is no religion where God is leading them into God's presence. But our God, he's leading us into the presence of God. And there you will be taught what to do and where to go. The Holy Spirit is your goal. Is your guide. He tells you what to say in certain situations. Without the Holy Spirit, nobody can be a Christian. And no unbeliever can have the Holy Spirit because he cannot understand spiritual things. When you have the Holy Spirit, you are in God's presence because he will live in you and you will live in him. In this intimate relationship, he is able to teach you and tell you what is the next step that you should take. Your only reaction is to do what he says. Amen.